Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are beginning a new chapter this week, Parashat Gimel, Chapter 23. Very exciting, and as we'll see in a minute, this chapter is not just popular in terms of David HaMelech and Tehillim and in our culture, but also in Christian culture, in secular culture. This chapter somehow became like a very popular one, and we'll see why two different themes in a moment. I want to review one Gemara to introduce the chapter this week because it's important to know the background. But first, before I forget, next week in Mirkat Hashem, because of Shavuos ending so late, we're not going to have a short shiur. Therefore, we'll continue, God willing, with the actual parak in 2 weeks. Next week's a week off. But Amir Tashem, I'm looking forward to continuing to delve into Parashat Gimel in about 2 weeks. So let's begin. The Gemara Masechet Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We've seen this Gemara before because it's important to know the difference. We have two ways that these words come to us. Mizmor LeDavid or LeDavid Mizmor. And so we've said before, we shared before, that any time like this one, Mizmor LeDavid, the chapter begins with those two phrases, first Mizmor and then LeDavid, as opposed to LeDavid Mizmor. It indicates that David was looking for inspiration, and then he wrote, as opposed to LeDavid Mizmor, he already had inspiration, which caused him to write. It's a very fine difference, but important difference. This chapter clearly means that David was looking for inspiration in a time of need. With that in mind, what's the chapter about? So the Sforno, we don't often quote the Sforno on Tehillim, but in this case, he has a fascinating insight. He suggests that David wrote the Perek himself, for himself, I should say, because he had little provisions. In fact, some suggest, the Radak quotes this as well, the Radak says he was fleeing from Shaul HaMelech. And so when you're on the run, you can't carry provisions, food and drink and things that you need for the road. And so he said this chapter when he was fleeing from Shaul HaMelech because he was talking about how God provides for him, that Hashem gives him sustenance, what he needs. That's one suggestion. The Radak quotes another suggestion, which is that it was written for the Jews when leaving exile. Again, the idea that you're leaving on the road to travel, even traveling towards a good place, towards Geula. But when you travel, you don't have the ability to have all the things, the niceties, the provisions you have at home. And so therefore, the chapter expresses, as we'll see next week, that Hashem is our shepherd. We are his flock. He provides for us. So either way, whether it's written for David himself in terms of his own traveling or written for Klal Yisrael, the Radak says, either way, that's the theme of the Perek. Hashem is the provider. And always, even in times of need, where we don't seem to think we have all that we need, he always is there for us to help us when we need anything. The Ibn Ezra, in fact, writes that because of this analogy of the shepherd and the sheep, this chapter uses the word nechbad, which is, it's dear, it's very special, more than any other chapter. And again, I think the proof's in the fact that we use it so often. But I want to point out a halacha before I tell you the secular background to this chapter, which is that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, who says that a person is supposed to daven for their sustenance before they eat. And there's a minhag to do that. Now, in the Sephardic world, it's interesting. Mishnah Berurah quotes a minhag to stay this entire chapter between washing for bread and hamotzi. I was saying to someone yesterday preparing this chapter that it's funny, as kids we are taught that the worst thing in the world is to make a hefsek, a break between washing and making hamotzi, that you can't ever talk, everyone signals, everyone hushes, you know, if you talk, I've got to wash again. The truth is, in many cases, you don't have to wash again, but more importantly, it's funny to point out that the Chafetz Chaim quotes in the Mishnah Berurah this idea that one could recite this chapter, the entire chapter, between washing and hamotzi, and that's not a hefsek. Why? Because the theme of it is Hashem providing for us. It's almost like Tzorech Achila. And the Arizal says that those who say this chapter with Kavana, before they do so, before they eat, will always have provisions and food for themselves. Obviously, it does not mean that they segula by itself. It means other things as well. But what's fascinating is that very few adopt this custom in the Sephardic world. I have a very dear Persian friend who, when I spent Shabbos by their house for lunch, they always said this entire chapter before making hamotzi. It's a beautiful minhag, but it wasn't really embraced by the Ashkenazic circles and communities, only embraced by the Sephardic communities, and even there, only certain communities really adopted it and embraced it. But that's the halacha, that this chapter, again, the positive Hashem provides for us, all our provisions, even in our greatest time of need of travel, that's the theme. What's fascinating is, and this is where we'll veer from the discussion in halacha, we'll go secular for a few minutes, if you look in the secular books, you know, in the Christian world, this chapter became also very popular, and the culture in general is very popular. So many pop songs, ironically, were written about this chapter. You know, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, God is my shepherd. It's used a lot. You know, at funerals, you know, Lahavdil, to mention some very popular singers, Whitney Houston, President Bush used it in 2001 on September 11th. When it was a time of calamity, a time of destruction, a time of very great terror. In the movie The Titanic, apparently, I was reading online that a priest said this chapter when the ship was sinking. Many other artists quote this. In certain movies, it's there. My cup runneth over, you know, all these songs that have the green pastures. You know, many rappers use it. But what's fascinating to point out is that in the Christian world and in the pop culture world, as I quoted a few minutes ago, and September 11th, President Bush, you'll notice that the use of this chapter is always in the negative, meaning it's used at a time of a loss, of death, of destruction, and that's what the singers generally use it for. What's fascinating to note is that, well, as we said before, Mizmor LeDavid, this actually was divinely inspired as almost like a tribute to God that he provides our needs for us. So whereas in the secular world, the Christian world, it's used in terms of death and mourning, and certainly, look, we do say it a lot at funerals. It is very much used, Hashem Roi Lo Echsar, in a time of loss, but generally, you'll notice in the Mefarshim, the theme of the chapter, again, is to recognize that God provides for us even when we're on the road, provisions and food and whatnot. And so it's really, I would say, more in the positive, that even at a time we don't see it, God's always there for us. Whereas in the culture that we look around us, in secular culture, it definitely is used much more often in terms of death, destruction, and loss. So it's interesting that thematically the Mefarshim, whereas we ourselves don't always recognize what themes or chapters are, and we have it, in fact, in the Sidurim, in the Madrich, the RC Madrich, it actually exists as part of a funeral service. But the truth is that the Mefarshim point out, as we'll see in Mir Tashem next time, that it truly has a positive flavor to it in terms of recognizing once again that God provides in all cases for all of us. Wishing all of you a wonderful long weekend and a good week, a wonderful Yom Tov, as Chag HaShavuot, Man Matan Torah Seinu, should be a meaningful, uplifting, meaningful Yom Tov. And Mir Tashem will continue not next week, but in 2 weeks with the actual text of Perek Chaf Gimel. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.